Here we have our link example, which has an on mouse over and a on click. The on mouse over again just sets window.status, which is actually what usually happens with links. Notice that when you have a dynamic link where actually the URL is going to be specified by some calculation of the function onClick, you just set href to be a null value. You have to have an href attribute there, otherwise it can't tell this is a link. It instead thinks it's an anchor, which is a way you label parts of a document. This function top.setURL of a whole bunch of stuff is some user-defined function which is illustrated at the bottom of here, which is meant to define some sort of URL associated with this link, which in this case sets a different frame, that's the target entity, and a different URL, which is this happens to be the second argument of setURL.